This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Last week, the U.S. District Court of Arizona in Tucson vacated the Environmental Protection Agency's registrations for dicamba products that are used in over-the-top applications. What does this mean for Iowa's farmers, with many already purchasing seed and chemicals for the 24 growing season? We will hear from Matt Herman with the Iowa Soybean Association next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
A ruling handed down in the U.S. District Court of Arizona in Tucson last week has revoked the approval that allows for the use of dicamba herbicide products on soybeans and cotton. The ruling applies to Iowa soybean growers, many of whom have already made their purchases for the 24 growing season, says Matt Herman, Chief Officer of Demand and Advocacy with the Iowa Soybean Association.
Well, this is really concerning for Iowa soybean farmers and for soybean farmers all over the country. This is one of only four modes of action that farmers can use for a post-emergent setting, and with the court vacating it at this time, it's really challenging.
The ruling says that the EPA violated the public input requirement from the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act before giving its approval for the use of dicamba herbicide products. This ruling not only takes away a key weed-fighting tool for farmers, but the timing of the decision adds layers of problems for growers, says Herman.
I think this situation's bad all around, but the timing just couldn't be worse, right?
Herman says the ISA is asking for the EPA to appeal the ruling and issue a waiver which would allow farmers to use stocks of dicamba products that they have on hand.
It is a wait and see right now, so we're asking EPA to appeal the ruling and to ask for a stay. Also, we're asking for EPA to use its existing authority under the law to use an existing stocks waiver, basically saying, yes, while the court has vacated this label, we're still going to authorize this emerging existing stocks. And that would allow all the dicamba that's in the supply chain to go out this spring and be used.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.